Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The catcher, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Terry Francona. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Shawn Dunston. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jamie Moyer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jamie Moyer. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting third. The right fielder, Kevin Mitchell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hearn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rafael Santana. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Anderson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Rick Anderson. And now, play ball. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a pop-up towards short. Santana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel hits a fly ball into right field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Moreland and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter takes first base on ball four. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Santana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight strikes out. One out. Ed Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn takes first base on ball 4. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jamie Moyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moyer bunts in front of the plate. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to second. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spear moves to third. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Anderson. Spear scores. Dernier moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rick Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Anderson moves to second. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. Teufel hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball towards center. Dernier catches it and throws to second to double up Anderson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moreland moves to second. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunston hits a pop-up towards the mound. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carter strikes out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground into right field. Mumphrey picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mumphrey. Foster moves to third. Ed Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hearn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jamie Moyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moyer is 0-for-0 in the game. Moyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dernier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spear fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moreland moves to second. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-2 in the game. Teufel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Foster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's Cubs, 1, Mets, 1. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a pop-up towards short. Dunston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Sisk now pitching. Howard Johnson now playing third base. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0-for-2 in the game. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Jamie Moyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Moyer bunts towards first. Carter scoops it up and throws to first, with Teufel covering, for the out. Spear moves to second. Two outs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Spear scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Trillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hearn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-2 in the game. Santana strikes out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jody Davis now catching. Keith Moreland now playing right field. Jerry Mumphrey now playing left field. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-3 in the game. Teufel hits a pop-up towards short. Dunston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Smith now pitching. Dave Martinez now playing left field. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona strikes out. 1 out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 3 in the game. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Foster hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lenny Dykstra pinch hits for Doug Sisk. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.